Hi, I'm Sally Dwyer, and I'm one of the coordinators for the auction for fundraising for the Sons of Norway.
And I'm Rhoda Gilbert, and I'm her partner.
I'm Jill Williams. I'm helping with the auction, and I'm the president of the lodge this year.
So the auction is a fundraiser for the Sons.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. What's going to happen?
Well, we have members that have donated items, all kinds of different things, and we have Sue Paulson and Al Dwyer that'll do the live auction. And that should be fun with those two. And we also have a silent auction. There'll be a no-host bar, snacks and cupcakes and things to eat, and it should just be a real fun evening.
You've got a couple of the items here that will be auctioned off in front of you, it looks like.
Yes, I do. This is a wall hanging that Sally Dwyer did. And this is a kitchen utensil holder, Rosemald in Ouse by Kathy Harris.
And what else do we have here? Something wrapped up.
This is from one of our members. It looks like it's an antique frame. Right now it's all wrapped up, so we haven't even seen it.
Okay.
And we will have some treasures from the side lofts of our hall and from attics of members' homes.
Why have a fundraiser? Why do you need money?
Well, we remodeled our kitchen this year, and thanks to Sally, she's our grant writer, and we did get some money from the state for that. And you know how it goes when you remodel. Things always cost more than you expected, so we're totally done, thanks to Doug Coral, our carpenter, who worked diligently to get our kitchen done, but we don't have our stove yet, so we're trying to raise money for a commercial-size stove for our kitchen.
You got a big state grant last year, and we're in line for another one this year, but it got vetoed, right?
Yeah, so far.
It happens, and you'll try again next year, it sounds like, and it sounds like Senator Stedman was interested in putting that back in next year, too.
He's very interested because, you know, we got a $96,000 grant 4 years ago, which we were able to put in the heat pump, the new floor, new Rosemal shutters, and some other work around the lodge, and then 2 years later, we got one for $50,000, which is the new roof, the LCD player, some insulation, putting in three-phase electrical, and so we were getting the building in shape. That the third grant that we put in, the one that got vetoed this year, is for all the nice upgrades, like the handicap upgrades, the chair stair to the upper level for bingo for the older people or people that need help getting up there. It was for the energy efficient things like the new doors, insulation, under the building insulation, just different things to make the building completely efficient and bring it into the 100 years that it is, because it's 99 years old this year. Our goal was to get it picture perfect by 100.
Okay, next year you're going to have a big celebration, I imagine.
I think so. We're talking about it. Our lodge was 100 years this year. The building's 100 next year. So we're rolling them together to do a centennial project. This fall we're going to do a little party and kind of show off our heritage in November. But then the big celebration just for the lodge will be like in March.
I'm looking at the beautiful new kitchen right behind you, too.
And
that looks pretty amazing. Could you outline it? It looks like all new cabinets, new appliances, what?
Yes, Doug Coral custom-made our cabinets, which was really good that he did because if you look close, the floors are not level. So he did a fantastic job leveling out our countertops by adjusting, bracing up the floor with added wood and stuff.
No levels and no square corners in Petersburg. That looks pretty amazing. And there's a new heat pump here as well.
The heat pump is almost finished. Al and his son have been wiring it in, and with help from Tom Rockney, and he was here today working. That's why the ladder's still out, and it should be hooked up by any day now, as far as I know. But I wanted to tell you something about this kitchen remodel that absolutely boggles my mind. There were seven women down here to pick out the trim, the flooring, the laminate, and the countertops. We were in total agreement in under 5 minutes.
That's true.
It was absolutely mind-boggling.
How did that happen?
We don't know. We still are amazed. I don't think Doug believed it. I think he thought he was in a dream world. A couple really cool items we have is we're going to be selling a couple pairs of shutters from the old shutters from the building that were taken down. We've had several requests from people, and we thought, well, let's put them in the auction. And then Rhoda and I took a couple of the old wooden chairs from upstairs up to Linda Fredrickson, and she has rosemalled them, and they are done for the auction. And so they'll sell as a pair, and we're real excited to see that, which style of rosemalling she picked, because we just said, here, Linda, here's the chairs.